It's a nice day if you're a fan of the Gold Coast Suns.
And the Gold Coast have kicked back-to-back goals here.
Suns by a point!
The Suns are going to win it. They've been brilliant.
This is the On the Sidelines with Spider podcast, hosted by 291 game AFL legend veteran Peter Spider Everett. And we talk all things Gold Coast Suns on this podcast, Spider.
Absolutely. Big week. We'll review last week's game. We'll preview this weekend's game. And more importantly, chat to one of the great players there at the Gold Coast Suns. So before we introduce him, have a listen to this.
Taking after it is Barrett, the debutant. He keeps it in play. Head over the footy, he sizes up the goals, and you only get one chance to make a good first impression. Farah, that was good.
Yes. That was good, all right, and he's joining us right now. Jai Farah, 2019 draft. He's very versatile. First goal, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. You're in Darwin. Just very quickly, was that your first kick? Was that a goal?
Yeah, that was my first kick, first goal, so I'm part of the illustrious club.
Yeah, well, there's only a couple of us around, isn't there?
There's only a handful.
Spider's, I think, alluding to the fact that he is one of them.
We're in the same, myself and Joel, we're in the same boat.
Same club,
It's elusive. It's one of the great clubs of the AFL. A lot of people underrate this club, don't they, Jai?
Yeah, they do. They look past it a lot, but it's hard to get in.
Hey, Jai, congratulations. You've extended your time at the Gold Coast Suns till the end of 2025.
Yeah, so that was announced the other day, so that's exciting. I'm real happy about where I am. You know, I love the club, and it's good that they see me in their near future, so I'm looking forward to just getting to work now.
Unreal.
Absolutely, yeah. There looks like a little bit of success on the way as well, which we hope for. But let's review last week's game. You're in Darwin for this week. We'll touch on that in a minute. But, you know, against the Doggies, it was always going to be tough. They come off 5 straight wins, so it was going to be a hard-fought win. But I actually thought you guys actually stepped up and probably played one of the best games you have, and you play really well in Darwin.
Yeah, well, we've got a good track record in Darwin, and you know, obviously Darwin's got different conditions to everywhere else, and you know, we kind of think that we have the upper hand with being accustomed to the weather and the temperature and the conditions in Darwin. So we always knew that we were going to be a chance with anyone that we play up in Darwin. So it was good hard-fought game, and it was good to get over the line.
Yeah, and look, I think he's underrated, especially, I think, in the southern states. But Jared Witts, 51 hit-outs, took on the premium ruckman of the competition in Tom English, carved him up and gave your midfielders first use of the ball. I thought he was sensational.
Yeah, Jared, he puts his hand up every week, and he's a good captain to get behind, because you know what you're going to get from him every week. And he's just a battler. He just goes to work, and that's what we love about him. He's just a hard worker, a workhorse.
Well, he is, and we talk about this guy each and every week, but he continues to get better. I think he had 19 contested possessions over the weekend. Matty Rao is, again, just showing what he can do in and under the footy.
Yeah, we also love Rowley. Bit of a weird cat, but he's good at footy, so we'll keep backing him in.
Yeah, absolutely. They reckon he's a little bit different. Hey, let's have a chat to yourself about growing up playing football. You grew up in Halls Creek in WA, a part of the Kimberleys. Can you talk to people about that experience up there? Because it's I find it a fascinating, great part of the world. I love it up there.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Halls Creek, just a little town in the Kimberley region. Yeah, so we grew up playing footy. You know, I remember we'd go to school about an hour earlier just to go and kick the footy. It wasn't anything compulsory, but a whole bunch of us kids would show up early and kick the footy, and we didn't have a junior program. It was just school footy. I remember we'd play one, I think it was Wednesday every week, and then we'd travel to different towns and go and play footy. But I think once you turn 14, 15, you'd play for the senior side in town. So I think that's where you sort of learn to grow up a bit earlier than most players. But that's pretty much how it went.
Your first experiences when you arrived on the Gold Coast, 4 years ago, what was it like for you? You know, was it obviously a very different experience, a very different kind of city to what you're used to?
Yeah, very different. And I haven't really been in that professional environment before, so it was kind of my first time. And A bit of a culture shock as well, but I'm a quick learner, so I had to learn pretty quickly, and then started getting used to a few things and the routine and everything like that. And the boys have been really welcoming at the club, and everyone around it, staff and everyone has been just real good with adapting to that new environment. So yeah. They made it fairly easy.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, you went via Wangaratta in Victoria, so that's a bit of a shock, I'd say, from Halls Creek to Wangaratta, rather Wangaratta to the Gold Coast Suns.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember we rented out a big big white upstairs house, and there was a fireplace downstairs, and by the end of the year, the white tiles on the walls were black with smoke because we were lighting fires every day to keep warm. and I reckon we went through about a ton of wood. So, it was different. It was cold. You had to, adapt to, training conditions. I remember training in trackies and a hoodie, but it was.